Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I am your host, Dr. Mike Todorovic.
So excited.
And I'm joined by my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend.
Man of the moment.
Dr. Matthew Button. Woo, woo, woo. Yay, yay. We love you, Matt. Oh, my God.
Enough.
Okay, sorry. Yes. So A to Z, we have to be quick here, so can you stop faffing about, please? The letter is A, still there, nearly at the end of A, and the term is alar cartilage. Is that correct?
Alar cartilage is of the nose.
Oh, that's a big term.
Mm.
All right. So something to do with the nose,
yep.
Something to do with cartilage, something to do with alar.
Yeah, okay. So let's start with the term alar. What does it mean, Michael?
It means wing.
Wing. Wing nose, that's what I call you.
Excuse me? All right, I'm sick of these insults. No one ever calls me wing nose. They haven't called me that for decades now. Wing nose.
So the alar, yes, alar as an etymological term means wing.
Yep.
Okay, and cartilage, you know what cartilage means?
It means... I actually don't know what cartilage means.
Gristle.
Gristle.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So it comes...
So they called...
Cartilaggio or cartilagio?
That's what they used to call me in primary school.
Okay.
Hey, cartilaggio, get over here.
So it comes from, well, it means gristle, but it comes from a derivative meaning like a wicker basket.
Wicker?
Wicker, you know, like the baskets they weave.
Yeah.
Like a fishing basket made out of wicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure
like
how.
The wicker man?
Like,
what is the wicker man? It's not an Australian thing.
No, I think it's Canadian. California.
The wicker man.
No. Now, Nevada?
Where's that from? Nevada.
Anyway. But why would they call...
What distraction there?
...cartilage wicker? Is it because it's...
It's holding things together?
Yeah.
It's woven together?
Woven, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so alar means wing and it's cartilage.
Yeah.
So I assume that it's the nostrils. Is that correct? Because your nostrils can flare out and it sort of like looks like the wings of the nose.
Yeah, that's right. So...
Oh, so I'm right.
You're correct.
There you go.
If you look at your external nose...
All right.
Okay.
Not too closely, please.
So you've got a harder part, which is going to be your, like, the bridge of your nose.
Yep.
Which is...
Matt sounds weird because he's squeezing his nose for some reason.
Okay. I'm just demonstrating to you.
I know.
So the nose itself could be, you know, the bony part and then the cartilaginous part.
We call it the bulbous end.
So the harder part, which is the bone, is kind of made up of the nasal bones and the maxilla. And if you were to remove, well, if you were to look at just the skeleton of the face.
There's no nose.
There's no nose.
Yeah.
There's the bridge of the nose and the part that it anchors to your face.
But most
and
of
then
that
the big,
is.
And the big hole where the nose would be, that's the piriform aperture.
So most of the bridge of your nose is cartilage.
So then all the softier part that you can actually move around with your hand, which I'm doing now.
I know, stop it. I know what the nose is.
It's the listener
that doesn't. They can't see.
That's the cartilaginous part.
Yes.
Now, there's a number of different cartilages.
I only have a few minutes left. So.
Now, for today, we're going to cover the alar component.
Well, okay. So we'll begin at some point? Or what do you think?
So the bridge part, so the How would you describe this part?
The bridge.
The bridge, right here.
Yeah.
The narrow part.
Yeah. The long, not the long slender not the, part of the nose.
Not the lobule part, not which the is nostrils. The base, which is near the nostrils. The long slender. That's the lateral cartilage. We're not talking about that today.
Glad you brought it up. Yep.
So, but the one further down, just below the lateral, it's probably the second largest of the cartilages. This is the major alar cartilage.
Cool.
And that forms.
Let me guess. The nostrils.
The nostrils, but also the bottom part of the columella.
The bottom of the septum.
The columella, which is the column.
Stop touching your nose.
I can't do it without doing this.
Jeez.
So if you were to remove the skin off
from
your nose, you would see these two wing-like structures that would kind of come into the midline and they kind of touch each other and then communicate with the septum, which is the bottom part of your nostril.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
you literally can't stop touching your nose. I'm not shaking your hands after we're done.
So the larger wing is from the major alar cartilage.
Yeah.
But you also have on the side of that, as it kind of goes to communicate with the maxilla bone, three to four minor alar cartilages.
Let me guess, you're going to go through all of them?
No, I'm not going to go through all of them. But they're also sometimes termed the minor cartilages or the minor alar cartilages, the lesser alar cartilages, the sesamoid or the accessory cartilages.
Oh, so you did go through them.
Yeah. But that's about as far as I'm going to go with it. Okay. Now, they...
Function, why do we have these?
They just kind of... Those ones?
Yeah.
Any of them.
I mean, all of them.
Well...
Why do we have that part of the nose?
For the major alar cartilages, that's predominantly to have the nares, the nostrils, and that is important to keep your airway open.
So why don't we just have big open holes like we do when we're just looking at a skeleton? Why does the nose need to protrude? Why couldn't it just be two open holes in the front of the face?
Well, I would guess that for us as humans,
speak for yourself.
Well, let's say animals that have a nose that are somewhat similar, it would provide air conditioning function.
Okay.
So it's not just about getting air into your respiratory tract. It's to condition the air,
So when you say air condition, I think a lot of people think cooling air, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, the opposite.
It actually heats air.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on the temperature outside, but in probably most cases to heat it up.
Yeah.
And so...
And humidify it.
And humidify
and
it.
And clean it.
And so...
And turbinate it.
So within your nose, so you have the turbinates and so forth, but these would be through your nostrils, directing it into the turbinates, which is to swirl the air around and around and around and around. Get greater surface area to your turbinates, therefore cleansing the air, so taking the particulates out, taking out, you know, any kind of bacterial, et cetera.
Pollutants, particles, substances.
But also, as you said, to humidify, but also to bring the temperature closer to body temperature.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that answers your question.
It's fine.
In terms of things that can go...
The cartilage.
Yeah.
So specifically, we've got the cartilage. So we've got that very tip of the nose, right, which is going to be part of the alar cartilage.
Yeah. I think the bulbous part is the lobule.
Oh, okay. That's not the alar. It's simply the
side. Oh, no. It would form the base of the lobula. Oh,
okay. But predominantly, if you were talking to somebody down the street and they brought up alar cartilage of the nose... You could very succinctly say it's the cartilage that would make up predominantly the nostrils?
Yeah, at least the major, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's going to help funnel air in an appropriate way.
Keep it open. If you do have, and this goes into the issues with it, if you did have morphological issues with that,
it
could lead to a collapsed nostril or issues with aesthetics. Mm. As I look at you.
Well, that's unfair because I'm highly attractive.
Maybe difficult breathing, but this cartilage would be
I don't have any issue.
One of the most common.
Everyone's switched off now.
This would be one of the most common cartilages that would be surgically altered in rhinoplasty.
Really?
Yeah. So
I thought it would have been the bridge.
So when they go in there, at least what I looked online, they would do an incision on the bottom part of your nostril.
Did you ask for a referral?
And then they would kind of just reflect the skin back where you can actually visualize the alar cartilages.
Ooh.
And then they would do alterations to that cartilage, which would change the bridge of your nose, but also the shape of your nostrils.
Gotcha.
And so because you're coming from underneath, you're not seeing the surgical incisions.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Any other conditions you want to talk about?
That's about it for me.
Cool. Well.
So that's the alar cartilages, which are made up of the major and the minor.
I usually finish the podcast, Matt, but okay, we'll leave it at that. That's the alar cartilage.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.